and welcome to Love Changes Everything podcast, part of You Are Loved Ministry. Add more love into your life and joy will follow. I am your host, Donna Morato. In today's episode, I will be discussing the topic of mental health and the differences between regular therapy and Christian therapy. If you are looking for a therapist, you may be doing some research online, seeing what therapist specializes in a certain topic or a certain type of therapy model. These are great things to look for. However, what really fosters growth and change is how well you connect with the therapist. When I was in graduate school, I learned many different therapy models, mainly those that would help with family structure, boundaries, and generational patterns, as my master's degree focused on families and marriages. After graduate school, when I was accumulating hours for my license, I learned the therapy models of CBT, also known as cognitive behavioral therapy, and DBT, which is dialectical behavioral therapy, and also internal family systems therapy. All of these models were great. I found them to be great tools to help with PTSD, negative thoughts, anxiety, and trauma. Although these models are designed to help others, they are merely coping skills. Research studies have been shown that CBT and DBT help reduce frequency of panic attacks, anxiety, and improve symptoms. However, it does not get rid of them completely. The symptoms do reappear. Medications have also been shown to reduce symptoms as well, and again, just reducing the symptoms, but it doesn't completely get rid of them. As I mentioned earlier, what is usually a catalyst for change is the relationship between the therapist and the client. The connection between the two fosters trust, and where there's trust, there's growth. The relationship also mirrors the parent-child relationship. So, for example, if a child was not heard or misunderstood, that therapist fills in that void and listens to the client, who, and in other words, is a child, is the child in the relationship, and the therapist is the parent in relationship. So this fosters growth when there is a good connection between the two. Great things can come through a trusted relationship. This can also be applied to other relationships in our lives. The therapist and client relationship is a professional one, but there are relationships between friends and family members that can also foster growth. Where there is love, there is trust, and where there is trust, there is safety. Our safety is what helps in everyday relationships and our interactions with others, whether it's our boss, our family members, friends, people at the grocery store, and so on. So moving on, now, what about Christian counseling? You may have seen online ads for faithful counseling or other therapy sites, CatholicTherapist.com or so forth. And you may be asking yourself, do I have to be Christian in order to receive Christian therapy? The answer is no. Jesus came for everyone. If you're interested in learning more about the Christian faith, then I would seek counsel and meet with a pastor or a faith formation coordinator to learn more about the Christian faith. And if you do meet up with a Christian therapist, that person, he or she, can help you answer any questions that you have. But again, I would definitely seek a pastor or a faith formation coordinator. Christian counseling is just like secular or regular counseling, but instead, Jesus is invited to help out. He becomes part of the session and conversation. There, the therapist also works with the client in his or her faith journey and gives insight into how Jesus can help and how healing can begin. When I went through my own healing, I saw a secular therapist who helped me with my anxiety. It helped for a little while, but then years later, my symptoms came back and actually were worse. My anxiety was causing physical pains in my chest, and there was a time where I actually thought I was having a heart attack. I went to the ER and the doctor said that there was nothing wrong with my heart and found out that it was anxiety. I realized then that I needed to seek another therapist. And in my search for a therapist, I met with a few different people, but it was when I got connected with a Christian therapist was when I started making progress and my symptoms really improved. This was also during the time of my conversion. A conversion is a change of heart. The therapist that I was seeing asked if we could start in prayer. Now, this is optional in Christian therapy, and it's always up to the client. The therapist should always ask first. My therapist brought a lot to the surface and brought in stories from the Bible that were helpful and relatable to my life. This was also the time in my life that I rediscovered my faith in Catholicism, and I also had a supernatural experience from God. I found God's love and mercy through the sacrament of reconciliation. And after that, I was so overwhelmed with his love that he became part of my life. I invited him into my heart and in my family. God's love is so great that he searches and strategizes ways for you to come back to him. My particular therapist at that time in my life played a role in God's plan to bring me back in a relationship with God. About a year after my healing, I opened up a private practice and marketed myself as a Christian therapist. Then, after that, I worked for Catholic Psych Institute for another couple of years. Now, since my conversion, I realized that I can't go back to secular counseling because it's only a band-aid and it does not heal an emotional wound completely. In studying the human person, I came to realize that we are made up of body, soul, and spirit. Our emotions and how we feel, whether it's depression, anger, anxiety, these affect our spirit. Our soul, on the other hand, is our free will. That is where we choose good over evil, or whether we choose to love or to hate. It is our soul that goes to God when we die, if we choose him. Our spirit can affect our souls, and our spirit and soul can affect our bodies. For example, if someone has unforgiveness and can't get past a grudge because a particular person has caused them harm, this can lead to many physical problems. I hear this all the time from clients. I can't forgive them. What they did was so wrong. Many people think that forgiving someone will dismiss what they did or they'll get away with it. But that's not what forgiveness means. It means to let go of the hurt. It means that when I am near the person who hurt me, I can talk to them without getting angry or having horrible thoughts about them. So if a person doesn't forgive, anger can harbor inside someone's spirit, and that anger can turn to rage, and that rage can even turn into thoughts of murder. So these emotions can affect our bodies, can affect our spirit. And when this affects our bodies, people can develop certain physical symptoms such as high blood pressure, chronic headaches, chest pain, stomach problems, such as IBS, Crohn's disease, or even cancer. There's probably other symptoms out there that I'm not mentioning, but but it can affect our bodies. So it is vitally important that therapy should treat the whole person. Body, soul, and spirit, because that's the way God made us, and that is what we are. To not treat the person in this way is like giving someone a TV without a remote. It won't work, right? TV won't work without the remote. So it's important to treat our bodies holistically, body, soul, and spirit. When we invite God into our healing, miracles happen. I've seen this in my own life, and I've seen it in many of my clients and other people. In the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we hear Jesus healing so many people. Where a blind man can see, Peter's mother-in-law was delivered from a fever, a deaf man could speak, a young girl was cured of her illness, and a man could walk who was paralyzed for many years. And Jesus also raised Lazarus from the dead. Now, even though these healings happened over 2,000 years ago, they can still happen today, and I've seen healings happen. Jesus gave this authority of healing to the apostles. Peter was one of the apostles, and he became the first pope in the Catholic Church. That authority continues today with our priests and bishops. This is called apostolic succession. So we can also receive healing through the sacraments of the church that Jesus gave us, through reconciliation, through the Eucharist, and anointing of the sick. There's also a healing ministry called Unbound, which is a prayer ministry within the church. And that will be the topic for my next podcast, where I will be interviewing Judith Hughes from the Diocese of Norwich. She's been the leader of the Spiritual Renewal Center for many years. So I hope this clears up any questions you had about Christian therapy, and now you know the difference between the two. If you're looking for healing, believe that God can heal you. Don't look to a weird guru that gives false promises. God heals through Jesus Christ alone and no one else. He is the divine physician, and all you have to do is ask. That's all the time we have right now. If you have any questions or comments, I can be reached on my website, youarelovedministry.com, and you can also find me on Faithful Counseling and BetterHelp. I hope you have a great day. This has been Love Changes Everything. Add more love to your life, and joy will follow.